This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Poland's President Andrzej Duda has tested positive for coronavirus, according to a spokesman. A spokesman said Saturday on Twitter that the 48-year-old conservative leader was tested the day before and his result was positive. He said the president feels fine. Duda's diagnosis comes amid a huge surge in the number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths in Poland. On Friday, it reported another daily record of new infections, over 13,600, with 153 new deaths. The U.S. is nearing a record for new daily coronavirus cases, and the impact is being felt across the nation. We'll get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is locking down its reservation, to Florida, where one health official is asking that kids' birthday parties be canceled, the U.S. saw nearly 72,000 new cases as several states in the West and Midwest set records. Joe Biden says President Trump's lying in saying the country's rounding the corner.
The virus is surging in almost every state.
There's a similar spike in Europe.
We are at a critical juncture in this pandemic.
The World Health Organization's chief says nations need to take action now to keep their people safe with tough months ahead.
This is not a drill.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
North Korea has warned its citizens to stay indoors, saying seasonal yellow dust blowing in from China might carry the new coronavirus into the country. The claim that the virus that causes COVID-19 could spread to North Korea from the Gobi Desert, 1,200 miles away, appears unsupported. 6 feet is a common social distancing metric, although the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says droplets containing the virus can sometimes linger in the air for hours. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on Saturday described a U.S.-brokered Sudan-Israel deal to normalize ties as phony and accused Khartoum of paying a ransom in return for Washington removing it from a list of state sponsors of terrorism. The deal agreed on Friday marked the third Arab government after the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Monday he would take Sudan off the list once it had deposited $335 million it had pledged to pay in compensation. Khartoum has since placed the funds in a special escrow account for victims of al-Qaeda attacks on U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. At least 51 civilians have been killed in Nigeria's unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses, blaming hooliganism for the violence while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. The president's comments are expected to further inflame tensions in Africa's most populous country after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large crowd sang the national anthem. The death sparked international condemnation. One of President Donald Trump's top priorities on immigration, if he wins a second term, would be to use agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. That's according to top advisor Stephen Miller. He is a key architect of Mr. Trump's immigration policies, and he said the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale. Miller, in an interview with the Associated Press, also forecast a broader offensive against so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities, saying the administration would use its full power, resources, and authority. He vowed more efforts toward legal immigration based on merit. There were tense scenes in the streets of Santiago Friday as protesters faced off with police just days before a referendum to decide on a new constitution for Chile. Riot police used tear gas and water cannon to control the crowd out on the street. These protests began a little over a year ago. The reforms to the pension, healthcare, and education systems. A new constitution was a central demand that emerged from the protest, while Chileans expected to turn out in millions on Sunday to cast their vote for a referendum. Find more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.